BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Parliament in Britain has passed a key bill allowing the government to send some asylum seekers to Rwanda after months of debate and delay. The legislation has become a central part of Rishi Sunak's premiership. After a final day of discussion, which continued late into the night, opponents in the unelected House of Lords acknowledged that the time had come to accept the will of the elected House of Commons. Here's our political correspondent, Ben Wright.
It was 2 years ago that the government first came up with the idea of sending asylum seekers to Rwanda. It's been completely bogged down and derailed with legal challenges, the Supreme Court deciding it was unlawful, massive opposition from opposition parties, from peers from across the House of Lords in the last few weeks. But the government's bill becomes law and flights will take off. That doesn't mean there won't be some other legal challenges that might slow the process down, but I think the government is much closer to seeing this plan realised than it has been since it was conceived.
Prosecutors on the opening day of Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York have accused him of orchestrating a conspiracy of fraud and lies. They say he covered up hush money payments to a porn star in the run-up to the 2016 election, which he won. Gary O'Donoghue is outside the court.
This is really about the way in which that money was reimbursed to Michael Cohen, the lawyer who actually arranged the payment. So Donald Trump is in fact accused of falsifying business records, but it's been turned into a felony rather than a misdemeanor, if you like, by this added accusation that it was done to interfere with the election. The defense, for their part, said, look, don't forget, you might not like it, but it's no crime to pay a porn star, and that Donald Trump wasn't involved in these accounting processes of which he's been accused of falsifying business records.
A severely ill Peruvian woman who was an advocate of assisted suicide has died after being given a lethal drug overdose by a doctor. Ana Estrada had been fighting for the right to take her own life for 8 years. This report from Clitzia Sala.
In a press release shared on X after Ana Estrada's death, her lawyer, Josefina Miro Quesada, stated that she died on her own terms. The Supreme Court's decision to grant Ms. Estrada an exception to the national ban on euthanasia in 2022 was unprecedented. For the first time in the history of the country to allow the doctor who provided the drug which caused her death to avoid punishment. Ana Estrada, a psychologist, suffered from an incurable disease that weakened her muscle and confined her to bed for years.
World News from the BBC. Brazil's federal police have closed down a fake bank set up by a criminal organisation to launder profits from international drug trafficking. One of the three alleged leaders of the so-called First Capital Bank has been arrested, along with 12 accomplices. Police confiscated jewels, luxury cars and cash from one of the bank's branches. Prosecutors in Ecuador say the recaptured leader of a notorious gang is being investigated for more than 20 alleged crimes. Fabricio Colon Pico was detained in the early hours of the morning at a farm, more than 3 months after he escaped from jail. Irony Wells is in Quito.
Police haven't given a huge amount of information at the moment, but they say that they have found him. He had dyed his hair as part of a disguise to try and stop himself being found, but they have now recaptured him. And I think the sort of hope is that this will be seen as quite a big win for the security services in Ecuador, although certainly one concern I think that there will be is that in the past, when high-up gang members have been arrested or have faced punishments from the authorities, that has sometimes led to further outbreaks of violence or rioting in itself.
A 1,200-kilometre road and railway link which will cross Iraq to connect Turkey and the Gulf region is a step closer to being realised. Iraq, Turkey, Qatar and the UAE have signed a deal to cooperate in the construction of the Iraq Development Road during a visit to Baghdad by the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Its advocates say the project will promote regional prosperity and provide a competitive new transport route. Tremors have continued to shake part of eastern Taiwan that was struck by a deadly earthquake earlier this month. Quakes were still being felt on Tuesday morning in the Hualien region. The strongest tremor shook buildings in the capital, Taipei.